This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Investigators at Toronto's Pearson International Airport are trying to figure out how a Delta Airlines plane managed to flip upside down while landing. 18 of 80 people on board were injured, but nobody died, according to the airport fire chief. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
We just landed. Our plane crashed.
John Nelson posted video on social media just after the crash that captured the scary and surreal scene.
Most people appear to be okay.
Flight attendants and passengers helped others on board crawl out of the upside-down aircraft. Firefighters sprayed down the plane right after it crashed.
In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, top diplomats from the U.S. and Russia take their seats trying to get an end to the war with Ukraine on the table. Secretary of State Marco Rubio leads the Americans, and former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble sizes up the Russians.
The Russians are sending two incredibly experienced diplomats to meet with this rather inexperienced Trump team. One is the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, so trusted by Russian President Vladimir Putin that Lavrov's been in office for over 20 years. And the second, Yuri Ushakov, spent 20 years as the Russian ambassador to the United States.
The nation's midsection, already under dangerous cold, is now bracing for snow. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
We got some heavy snow that'll be coming through parts of Missouri, Tennessee, and then even like the recently flooded areas of Kentucky, they're going to see snow on top of that. And they're talking upwards of 14 inches that the central region could see.
There will be a procedural vote in the Senate today on the nomination of Kash Patel to be FBI director. CBS's Jacob Rosen says Democrats are working against confirmation.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said he has, quote, highly credible information that Kash Patel is behind the firings of the FBI, though he's not yet the FBI director. Patel denied any knowledge of them when he testified before the committee.
Four top aides to New York City Mayor Eric Adams resigned Monday after the Trump Justice Department dropped corruption charges against him. And now Governor Kathy Hochul is getting involved.
In a statement, she says if those who resigned feel unable to serve in City Hall at this time, that raises serious questions about the long-term future of this mayoral administration. She says in the 235 years of New York State history, powers have never been utilized to remove a duly elected mayor. Hochul says she'll monitor the situation closely. The governor does have the power to remove Adams from office under certain conditions.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. That Texas measles outbreak is now 48 confirmed cases, the state's worst in nearly 30 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Egg prices continue to rise, although not everywhere.
Egg prices are rocketing toward $12 a dozen in some places, except at Trader Joe's. According to the Crazy Coupon Lady blog, they were still at pre-bird flu prices at Trader's last week, about $3.50 a dozen. Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that's well below the national average of $4.95 for grade A large eggs. How does the chain do it? Analysts say it buys directly from suppliers as well as private labels to avoid markups. Like many other stores, Trader Joe's has also implemented a purchase limit of a dozen per customer per day. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
NASCAR Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon says he's ready to partner up again with Tom Cruise for a Days of Thunder movie sequel. Gordon says he's been in touch with Cruise about that, and the Hollywood Reporter said Cruise had talked to Paramount about a follow-up to the 1990 NASCAR racing film. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above. Wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 0, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Right now, it's 5 below.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Oh, Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy. my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin in the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made pool here. Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
My heart and leave me sad. Tell me.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Dream.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, be the day that I die. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. And landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my
CBS News Brief. Both U.S. and Canadian investigators are looking for the cause of a Delta plane that flipped upside down as it landed in Toronto. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aitken.
It's really important that we do not speculate. What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 80 people on board got out. 18 were injured. A new polar vortex is moving in across the country. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're going to be seeing overnight lows in a place like Oklahoma City at just about 2 degrees and in Williston, North Dakota at minus 41.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russia's foreign minister have begun talks in Riyadh on ending the war in Ukraine, which is not at the table. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made it perfectly clear that Ukraine wants no part of a peace plan that it's not involved in negotiating.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen's